The ABC was involved in that, and yes, I was up in Carnarvon for the duration of that exercise too. That was an interesting one. We had the OB van itself up in Carnarvon at that time. So from a program point of view, that was a larger exercise. And again, that was probably, at the time, that was fairly groundbreaking, a groundbreaking exercise of sorts, I suppose, because of the use of satellites was brand new as far as we were concerned, and how these services could facilitate programming, international interchange and so on, was intriguing at the time. Of course, nowadays, you wouldn't think twice about it.
You had two cameras up in Carnarvon for Down Under Comes It Live, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Cameras from the OB, from the outside broadcast van. We used, At that part of the exercise, from memory, we were recording that also on a video recorder in Carnarvon, and I think I was mainly concerned with that. But with a small team, I mean, everybody was involved in some way with everything at the time, so we're all aware of what was going on. I can remember in the OB van itself, it was quite hectic at the time because there was temporary equipment as well as the normal complement of equipment in the van. And there were also people from outside who were interested in that exercise and wanting to see at first hand what was going on. So mixing that in with the overall operation, again, was well, it was an interesting PR exercise as well as everything else.
You had Peter Pockley and Kim Corcoran on camera.
ABC personnel who were involved directly with the program, all located in Carnarvon because our side of the exercise was centred in Carnarvon. Of course, that's because that's where the ATC Satellite Communications Centre was located at the time. And at that time, would not have been too much in the way of video circuits to and from Carnarvon. So it was fairly isolated from that point of view. That's why the gear was located in Carnarvon and not elsewhere.
It's a long way from Perth, isn't it?
It's a long way if the OB van, whilst driving up, tends to overheat a little bit. And, there's delays one way and another. But it's a nice run up there. It's a good road. And we're always looking for somewhere for the outside broadcast facilities because it did provide the versatility, of course, in general television programming operations. So people were always keen to see what could be achieved from outside Perth with these sort of things and relating it to satellite operations at the time. Again, the novelty of the scene and the possibility of linking to UK was a worthwhile exercise for all parties. Mm. One thing I probably didn't mention, a man in the ABC who had a great interest in these type of operations was Michael Altria, who was the supervising technician at the time, who ran the outside broadcast operation. He unfortunately passed away last year, but he always had great memories of that operation. But I just mentioned that in passing. That was a sad event for us all.
This interview with Alan Hullett, ABC Television Senior Engineer in Perth, was recorded by Colin McKellar on the 8th of May 2009.